There are technically rules meant to prevent a crafty bit of political messaging that went out last night. An anti-Obama text message from an anonymous source spammed countless cell phones between 7:30 and 10 p.m. Eastern. As NPR's Peter Overby reports, the messages were quickly traced to a Republican consulting firm in Northern Virginia.
The messages appeared to be targeted mostly at cell phones from the Washington, D.C. 202 area code. Some of the messages slam President Obama on the usual issues. For instance, re-electing Obama puts Medicare at risk, and Obama lied about Libya, what else could he be lying about? But many others, the ones dealing with same-sex marriage and abortion, had a sharper edge. Obama supports homosexuality and its radical agenda, and if re-elected, Obama will use taxpayer money to fund abortion. The websites sending these messages have names like GOP Messengers and Democrat Liars. They were registered at the web hosting company GoDaddy.com, and today GoDaddy suspended them. Nick Fuller, a spokesman for GoDaddy, says its terms of service are clear-cut.
When a customer uses a domain name registered through GoDaddy to participate in activities such as spamming, be it email or text messaging, instant messages, pop-ups, that's not something that we tolerate.
It appears that all of the websites here were registered by employees of a Republican consulting firm, CC Advertising of Centerville, Virginia. The firm's website brags about its ability to reach cell phones. It says its clients have included McDonald's, Starbucks, Grover Norquist's Americans for Tax Reform, and GOP politician Ken Cuccinelli, now Virginia's Attorney General. Federal law generally prohibits the sending of political robocalls and robotexts to cell phones, but those provisions don't address emails that are sent to cell phones as text messages. In an email conversation today with NPR, CC Advertising's president, Gabriel Joseph, wouldn't address the messages sent last night. He said the firm has always scrupulously complied with the law. Peter Overby, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.